In 1990, Sean, a fifth grade kid from Louisville, Texas, bought a classified ad in the Juno Empire asking for someone to send him info about Alaska for a class project. Darla Orbistondo responded to the ad, sparking a 27-year friendship. The pen pals reunited in July in Juno. KTOO's Carter Barrett produced this story of their friendship.
P.S. This is how it all started, a boys' fifth grade school project.
All right, this is the beginning. It says, "Hi, Sean. Saw your letter in our paper and thought, since I was home being a housewife and mother, I would answer your request. I hope these things are of some help. Thought you would enjoy seeing our local paper. Maybe you can compare things in Juno to Louisville."
I'm Darla Orbistondo, and I live here in Juno.
My name is Sean Hips. I'm currently live in Memphis, but originally from Dallas, Texas.
Well, it was back in probably October 1990, and there's this little blurb in the paper about Sean needed information on Juno. Just started gathering all this stuff from Juno, and so I mailed it off to him, and of course I had my address in the letter saying if he wanted to respond back, and he was only in fifth grade, and so that's how it all started. Eighth grade, and prom, and graduation, and pretty much have, you know, seen his whole life for almost 27 years, so.
Ever since then, we used snail mail for the first number of years and then switched over to email and then Facebook and ended up meeting up years later. She came through Tulsa, so I drove up there and got to see her there. And then I moved to Florida and she was passing through there and we met up and then been trying to get up to Alaska the entire time and finally was able to make it happen, you know, 27 years later. So
I just think it's priceless. The friendship it created has just been unreal.
It's the original form of social networking.
Yeah, it was.
With text and stuff, you just lose a lot of the emotion and the thought. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're writing a letter, you sit in there, you actually put your thoughts on paper, you actually have time to think about it. It's not just a snap response like what we do now.
Right.
You know, having someone out there that cares about you but it really doesn't even know you is kind of cool.
The hardest part for me was when he went off to Kuwait and, you know, seeing him over there. And with his, you know, uniform on and the guns. And he did. I mean, he turned into like my own boy. Mm. And so that was the hard part. I just had to do this. Wow, 27 years ago, this happened, a friendship. What an amazing journey we have been on. I can't wait to see you guys in Alaska. I get goosebumps just thinking about it. See you both soon.
That was produced by KTOO's Carter Barrett. Photos of Sean and Darla over the years are available on KTOO.org. Darla's been playing tour guide for Sean around Southeast Alaska. The music in this piece is by Marion Call.